This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, welcome everybody. So much to talk about. Happy New Year to you. Yeah, I don't know how you celebrate it. Did you celebrate with family, friends? Did you go out to an event? Did you wear your mask? Did you get your shot? It's the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I am Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. For you newbies out there, for the others, welcome. First broadcast of the year. So glad you're with me. It's going to be a heck of a year for us. Seriously, going to be a heck of a year. I'm excited. Come what may, you're not going to dissuade me about my life. It's the only one I get. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I believe that Constitution will hold firm. I'm not too worried about it. Yeah. Even though you may have been sequestered, maybe you were on lockdown, quarantined, or whatever, there were those among us, the elites, who don't believe that this stuff applies to them. Yep. Two-tier system, as they say. One for ye, but not for thee. And the Democrats demonstrate that all the time. Whether it's Gavin Newsom going to his little shindig, or Pelosi getting her hair done, or Andrew Cuomo and his brother out there with no mask and doing whatever they want to do, they prove all the time the rules are for you, not for them. Bill de Blasio put his elitism on full display. By the way, this this is the first year in my adult life, I'm sounding like Michelle Obama, I didn't watch the ball drop. I didn't watch New York Times Square. I did not watch a single broadcast. Let me just let you guys in on something. I was in bed asleep by 10 o'clock Eastern time. Didn't care. Not because I was discouraged or anything, just because it wasn't like a new year. This is a continuation of 2020. They should just make the clock and just go, this is a continuation of 2020, and let President Trump get another year in his two terms he's about to serve. But anyway, I didn't watch the ball drop. I didn't watch Don Lemon get drunk, or a bunch of leftist so-called stars go on TV and be clown themselves. No, I didn't do any of it. Bill de Blasio did, though. I heard he was dancing on national television on a stage in the middle of New York City at the Times Square. That's what he did. Usually that place would be packed, waiting for the ball to drop. All the stuff that we are so used to, gone. I'm going to be talking about sports here in a bit. I'm telling you, you're watching leftism attempt to destroy this country in ways we never thought. Against the backdrop of the scamdemic and the fact that de Blasio cut off New York Times Square from the ordinary tax-paying citizens, he and his wife, Shirlane McRae, danced on stage together in Times Square. There's a place, one of these, I don't know if you've been, but you can, right, I mean, it's iconic. They got all the screens there, and there's a stage up there where you can go. And that's what they went. They went up there and they danced. On any normal New Year's Eve, there would have been taxpayers, the people who actually pay the bills of those morons. But these elitists took it upon themselves to rub it in that you got to stay home. Effectively, it was de Blasio essentially saying, this is my private little shindig. This is my private area. You can't come, New Yorkers. I don't care if you paid for it. It ain't yours. Why didn't... People should have gone down there in droves. They've been trained too well. The irrelevant Meghan McCain tweeted, you've always been basically the worst political in modern history. She's talking about de Blasio, but shutting down the New York City, but by having your own private party in Times Square is really chef's kiss. I don't even know what that means. The most tone-deaf thing I may have ever seen a mayor do. Everybody hates you, de Blasio. Those were her mistakes. I wasn't reading that wrong, just for you guys, for your information. I love it when these leftists finally start to get it, when they turn on each other. When they finally figure out, you know what? These clowns do believe that they run things. I'm telling you, man, Cuomo thinks he is the king of New York, the state. The king of New York. Don't you dare come here. I want President Trump to arrest that man so badly. I think we're going to see some of that, as I mentioned in the first hour. Bravo host Andy Cohen, he does all those, brings people in for reunions when they've got all these reality shows. He ranted about de Blasio. Yeah, just went after him. Again, another one of these very strong leftists who gets it now. And now, look, I'm not telling you they've made a wholesale change. But here's what I will tell you about leftism. When it finally gets you, when it finally comes home and it's personal, that's the only time they learn, is when it becomes personal. And now it's becoming personal. Their businesses are being shut down. Everything's being impacted. Their ratings, all their shows, all these things are being impacted. That's why Gavin Newsom said, oh, Hollywood, you're going to be exempt from this stuff that we're doing. Anyway, Pelosi visited that lockdown hairdresser off limits to the public. She did it without her mask. But de Blasio bested her on steroids, man. When you think about it, he closed down New York City's Times Square on New Year's Eve and then partied with his wife. That's a freaking boss move. He said to the New York voters, screw you. This is my Jew joint. Imagine what he would do under a Biden administration. It's not going to happen. What other rules, folks, don't apply to elites? If they can shut down an annual celebration on a virus that kills nothing but 80-plus-year-old people, what do you think these classless people will do with their supporters not being mad about it? And they want us to apologize for voting for Donald Trump. Well, they can kiss my black behind. That's what my grandmother used to say. Yeah. See, Trump, we voted for Trump because he knows these elitists. I'm going to not put a word there. But he knows them like the back of his hand. And he knows how they cheated us for decades. And when he crushes the life out of these suckers, we're going to get our comeuppance. We're going to finally get to say, see, we knew what you were doing, and that's why we elected this man. We'll know in a couple of days, folks. We got a lot to talk about. Sports ratings.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-800-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Happy New Year, everybody. Woohoo! A lot of good things came out of 2020. I know you're like, come on, Kevin, what are you talking about? 2020's a nightmare. No, it isn't. Oh, we're about to get some good news in 2021. Welcome, everybody, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I happen to be Kevin Jackson, host of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. The Kevin Jackson Show, I should say. Lots of stuff. Winning, winning, winning. That's what I keep talking to you guys about. What does it feel like to be a winner? The first segment, I ask you, are you kidding? We're winning in everything. As Trump said, you get so used to doing it, you forget how to do it. But we are winning in all of it. I look back on 2020. Yeah, these stupid masks, this Wu flu and all this other stuff. But trust me. Trust. When this is all said and done, if it goes the way I believe it will, Leftism's going to get a real good kick in the butt with some spiked boots, some of those roach killers some of my Hispanic friends wear that can kill, you know, corner a cockroach and kill it in the corner. Yeah, that's going to get a big kick in their butt. 844-551-8255. Lots of stuff that is going to bleed over into this year that's good stuff. 2020 wasn't a bust. 2020 was the year that we discovered exactly what the Democratic Party and the leftists are about. We discovered it. We watched farce after farce. We watched Fauci fake getting a shot in one arm and reaching for the other arm, acting like it's hurt. We watched politicians try to sell us on nonsense. Fake news is still fake news. Social media companies are going to get blown up. You have finally awakened and said Fox News is not conservative. You're moving over to other different platforms. Parler, I'm going to tell you about one here pretty soon that you can move over to. You're changing your way of thinking. You're even looking at adjusting your lifestyle and things that no longer support leftism. Good for you. One of the bleed-over effects is the sports ratings. I asked the NFL, hey, NFL, your desperation is showing. They now target children. Have you seen this? I was watching TV while we were in Florida for business and watching my son play baseball. And I noticed an NFL advertisement on Nickelodeon. Yeah. Here's what the article said. The NFL and Nickelodeon are teaming up to simulcast a kid-focused version of a wild card game on January the 10th. Nickelodeon, a sibling channel to CBS Sports. Really? A kid's channel is a sibling channel to CBS Sports. Get this. We'll offer a version of an opening round playoff game with cartoon-inspired graphics, slime replays, a SpongeBob pregame show hosted by Denver Broncos Von Miller, and two Nickelodeon stars, Gabrielle Green and Lex Lumpkin, taking part in the broadcast. The NFL is so desperate. They want kids for ratings. Why not run cigarette ads, too? Or vaping ads? Wow. Melissa was telling me, she says, yeah, they went after the women, and they couldn't get women. I don't remember this, but she says, no, they were targeting women. They figured if we get women, they would support the men, and they would sort of theoretically double their broadcast by getting the women. And she says they were targeted. I'm going to take her word for it because she's watching TV differently than I was as a woman. But she says, no, they were targeting women and they couldn't get them. So the next step is get their kids. Because think about it. If your kid is into a sport or whatever, you are by default into that sport. Trust me, I can tell you, because baseball, holy cow. The good news with my son is he gets to meet Hall of Famers. I mean, we're good friends with Ozzie Smith. Dwight Gooden taught him how to throw a fastball. He's met the late Bob Gibson. He's met Reggie Jackson. He's met Cal Ripken Jr. I mean, when I say met him, I'm talking about knows him. Pictures, signed baseball, signed, you know, posters and, you know, autographs. He's taken his friends there. They've made videos for him. I mean, this kid, yeah, woo. I'm just telling you. But this article, when I saw this commercial saying the NFL will be broadcast on Nickelodeon pregame, what? Coordinating producer Sean Robbins explained some of the new animated segments will be added during the telecast. As plays are happening, they come into the truck and we're then selecting what we want to nickify. Is a word they've been using a lot. So we'll decide what plays we want to nickify. We send them to the Nickelodeon animators in New York. They send them back to us. It's happening within minutes. So something that may happen early in the series could come back and be back on your screen in a bumper to a commercial. They're going after the kids. What a level of desperation. Yep. Unbelievable. But it's the ratings. Here's the ratings.
Pro Sports Staffer, here's the title. Pro Sports Suffer Ratings Disaster, Lose Billions in Revenue in 2020. The year of the Wu Flu, they didn't put that, they put coronavirus, was a major disaster for professional sports as every league suffered ratings declines and lost billions in revenue in 2020. This article warms my heart. TV viewership, they write, was not off by a little either. It was off by an average of 50% over last year's numbers, which were already dismal. I added that part. Even though many Americans were stuck at home as their jobs and cities shut down, TV viewership for sports still cratered. According to Front Office Sports, one of golf's big games, the U.S. Open, lost 56% of its viewers over 2019. Think about this. Golf ended up capitulating, running all this Black Lives Matter crap. They weren't as bad about as NBA, but they were bad. Basketball suffered greatly. The NBA finals were down 49% over last year. Tennis's Open also cratered, losing 45% over 2019. But worst of all was hockey's Stanley Cup. The NHL's big games lost a whopping 60% over 2019 Championship Series. Sports is going to be begging Fraudchi and others to get off this Wu Flu nonsense. You remember how they added the audience in the basketball, the fake audience, and then they got a real audience of people that were chiming in, like on a Zoom. It was ridiculous. Let people go to these events and stop faking this fraudy crap. We're going to talk about that later in the broadcast. Let's see. The NFL is also cratering, down at least 7% over last year. It's been so consistently bad this year that advertisers are starting to rise up and demand concessions for their high advertising spending since viewership has been falling each week. The ratings this year are so bad, the NFL has been offering make good to advertisers who spend vast sums of cash to appear on TV during games, but are now finding far fewer viewers than were promised. Congratulate yourselves, conservatives.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In November, President Donald Trump issued an executive order accusing Chinese officials of increasingly exploiting U.S. markets. As a result, China Unicom Hong Kong, China Mobile, and China Telecom will each be delisted from U.S. markets. Senator John Kennedy, the bill's author, says Communist China has been the bully on the playground of America's stock exchanges for years, and that stops today. End quote. Democrat representative from California Nancy Pelosi won speakership for the fourth time in a very close vote. The 216-209 vote was closer than most expected. Georgia's Senate runoffs are likely headed to dramatic finishes Tuesday as both parties prepare to sprint down the finish line. The two races will decide who controls the Senate. The contest has GOP Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler against Democrats John Ossoff and the Reverend Warnock. USA Radio News. With tens of millions of Americans discounting the 2020 election as ripe with fraud and corruption, GOP Texas Senator Ted Cruz leads the fight against certifying the final electoral count Wednesday. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
Senator Cruz of Texas and 11 other Republican senators plan to challenge President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory on Wednesday. Senator Cruz tells Fox News this is an extraordinary time in our country's history.
We've seen in the last 2 months unprecedented allegations of voter fraud, and that's produced a deep, deep distrust of our democratic process across the country. I think we in Congress have an obligation to do something about that. We have an obligation to protect the integrity of the democratic system.
Republicans hope to establish a commission to determine who gets the Electoral College votes
to assess these claims of fraud.
They're calling for a 10-day audit of each state in question. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
We are USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want proof that these politicians are getting a shot. I want to see the chemical makeup of what is in that needle, in that syringe. I don't buy it. I did a Kev Talks on it because I don't buy it. I'm going to tell you right now, my life is going too good for my face to fall down or for me to die. I believe God has more for me than he doesn't want me doing it talking like this. And I'm not making fun of those folks. I'm just saying that I can't make a living like that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. There's signs all around you that go, you know, why would you do this? I mean, and you do want to recap? So, first of all, Wu Flu kills less people than paper cuts. You say, Kevin, what's with the paper cut thing? Well, you can get infected if you're in a high humidity environment. It gangrene sets in and you die. The number of people who've legitimately died of the Wu Flu is probably less than have died from a paper cut. That's going to limit the ability for this segment of my show to get moved on. And I realize I'm my own worst enemy by telling the truth about this stuff. But I'm programmed to tell the truth to you. I'm like the Terminator. I can't. Once I'm on your side, did you ever see Terminator 2? Little boy says, drop it. And he drops the gun. And he's like, you know, he asks him something. He says, why won't you do it? He goes, because you haven't told me. Or something like that. And little boy goes, you got to do everything I tell you? It's like, yeah. He says, oh, my goodness. Well, see, I'm programmed to tell you the truth. God goes, Kevin, you tell these people the truth. I realize you're not going to get as much press as Dan Bongino or Steven Crowder or some of these other guys, but I got a different mission for you, black man. Do what I tell you. And he doesn't chastise me like that, but God does talk to me. So I've just come on in and I'll tell you the truth. And I'm telling you, you have all these signs. A disease that doesn't attack many young people at all. I'm talking about under 70. Yeah, under 70 is young for this disease. This disease will let you live. I think the average lifespan of a citizen is 78 in America. It lets you live to 80. Why would I take a shot of something when I'm going to... Well, actually, I may want to take... No, the point I'm making is I can live to 80 with the disease. I almost got off track there for a second. I can live to 80. For 78, for a brother, living to 80 is like living to 150 in white people years. Come on, white people, wake up. Oh, man, but here's what gets me. So this disease kills few people. It's been, we know for a fact they're making people with regular flu have it. If you got pneumonia, you have it. If you have regular stuff, you have Wu flu. The test is ridiculous. Over $100 to get tested. Okay? The test that is 70% effective. Do the math on it. You could still have it. And the tests tell you that you don't. And they tell you that in the test. Just because you take this test doesn't mean that you're negative. You can still have it. Or you might not. Or you might. Or you might not. Which is it? We don't know. We'll let you know. So before I got my operation, they had to test me for Wu flu. I believe my doctor said, look, get that man a negative test. I don't care who it's from. Get it from Pookie. Get it from Pookie, the gunshot victim. Get it from him. It was like, okay, we got the $165 to test. I've taken 5 Wu flu tests. I'm not even exaggerating that. Well, maybe a little. I know I've taken at least 3. So I got to take all these tests. Nope, you're still positive. Nope, you're still positive. Oh, right before the surgery, you're negative. So we can make that extra 10 grand off of you. Anyway, I'm telling you, this thing is just an overblown ruse. So now we got it's morphed. It's safe right now. Oh, but just wait. Wait until we get Joe Biden as president. Then we'll do something with it. We'll figure out how to keep you sequestered so you can get that universal basic income or whatever. It is a tragedy, what we're witnessing here. Insanity at its finest. So kids don't get it. Active people don't. I'm telling you, this disease, if I were going to design a disease, okay, let's design a disease. You want to have some fun? Let's design a disease. I would design a disease to get rid of stupidity, the inability to critically think, the ability to be led easily in a particular direction. If you're any of those things, my disease is going to get you. Those would be the underlying conditions. Are you lazy? You know, that's what I would go. I'd go after things like that. And then I would target my disease for those people, get them deathly ill. And the only way they could come out of it is they have to work. The fix would be the only way that you can do this is we give you a vaccine and then you got to work and you got to work 24/7. If you stop working, it'll kill you. I'd do that. Well, what did the Chinese do? Let me tell you what the Chinese do. The same thing they did when they invented meth. They said, we want something that keeps these little skinny mofos working in the factory and not complaining. So they made meth. And these little Asians would work their butts off. Look it up. Don't believe me? Look it up. So these little Asians would just, oh, take them, but I ain't them, more parts, we make more parts. So they're making all these parts, and the Chinese are like, man, look at them. So what, they got rotten teeth, and they're skinny, they look like little Skeletors. They work their butts off. Now the problem is they tweak. You know what a meth tweaker is? They will take stuff apart, because they can't, they got to be doing something, man. They're like a rat, they got to keep chewing. You know, like a shark that's got to keep swimming. So anyway, they got these bad teeth, little skinny rascals, and they need something to do. So as long as you keep them focused on that thing, man, they just whoa, 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 24/7. But when they crash, whoo, they got to rest for a long time. And you got to shoot them up again. So they shoot them up again. And they would, I mean, you ever seen a meth addict after the fact? Ooh, they look horrible. They look horrible, ugly, I mean, terrible. Anyway, so they got these little meth heads working. That was what they designed it for. But, you know, I don't think they thought about the end. You know, you can't have a super drug. You can't have people that work. You know, whoo, were they vacuuming and cleaning and fixing stuff, putting up, whatever. Because the body has to get its rest. The body has to shut down. And it wants to shut down in 24-hour cycles. I forget what they call it, but it's got an I-A-N at the end, like Gobidian, Mokolidian, Rokokridian. But it's an idiot. It's an end cycle of some sort, okay? And your body goes through it. And it's kind of like when you see the light go down, your body goes into this cyclic thing of, oh, geez, it must be getting dark. and my men must be getting time for rest. Sun starts coming up. Your body starts to wake up a little bit. It's got an internal thing that does this. You don't have a whole lot of control over it. And you can be fooled. You can be fooled into doing it. If they keep bright lights on you, your body will go, oh, Jesus, still light, man. That's why Alaskans have to, you know, they got all kinds of, you know, tricky issues up there. Because, you know, they can have these 24-hour days of light and these 24-hour days of night. And the body doesn't get it. It can be fooled. So the point is that if you were going to create this vaccine, and the Chinese did, would you do it nefariously? And then they did. They created a vaccine that targets people with underlying conditions and make people not as effective. In other words, like they did with crank, where they said, you increase your effectiveness. Now, this disease targeted the heavy set, those with heart disease, those with diabetes, you know, underlying issues, things that you may be a ward of the state for a while. And then they unleashed it on the world. They were getting rid of their fatties. They only want skinny meth heads in China. They don't want fatties. They don't want people at cherubics. You know, people that like to eat. They want you. They don't want you eating a lot. They want somebody that they can manage and say, you eat. No, you don't get a lot of food here. So anyway, they create this. And then what does Cuomo do in New York? He says, well, you know what? I got a problem population of my own. I got a bunch of oldies. See, this disease targets the super old who and the fat, heart disease, you know, people that have ongoing physical maladies or just old. The old and where your immune system, now there's some old folks, old white folks, y'all do a great job of taking care of yourselves. Congratulations. Y'all the reason why that average is so high, because old black folks, they've been rode hard and put up wet. Old, I told you guys earlier, old for black folks is like, you know, 45, 50. Used to people say, ooh, yeah, he's an old fella. He a great-granddaddy. You talking about that great-granddaddy at 45, right? Yeah, 45 is you. Yeah, old Leroy, yeah. How many great-grandkids you got? Four great-grandkids, got 17 grandkids. You know, they just saying. So they make this disease to where it targets people that, quite frankly, the left, the eugenicists, they want to get rid of. They want to get rid of you when you get old. When your usefulness runs out for the state, they want to put you in a state of permanent unconsciousness. And that's where we are. Anyway, I'm going to get back to why the people who don't want to take this shot. Are you one of them?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Disease would you want to create if you could get rid of a certain block of people? Oh, yeah, I'm going to leave you to think about that one for a bit. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson of the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. It's part of that network, and I hope you pass it along. I hope you are enjoying the show. Our post-Christmas fun time. Yeah. So anyway, I was talking about the development of the Wu Flu targeting certain people. Some could even argue. We didn't get into the racial aspects, but that this Wu Flu targets blacks. According to some leftist, it's killing twice as many blacks as white folks. I told you how black people age in terms of whites. age 54 black man, well, age 84 black man is age 54 white person. Yeah. Well, is that right? Am I thinking about that wrong? Yeah, well, here's what I'm saying. A 50-year-old black man is like an 80-year-old white person. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Thank you, Mr. Producer, for the obvious that I was going to catch anyway. But anyway, back to my audience, okay? So, a 50-year-old black man, he's 80 in white people years. Yeah, he's ready for death. He's lucky. He's very old. The idea that he got out of the gang-infested environment that he did, and he survived with all this oppression that happens? Man, please. I'm just telling you, I'm beyond... I'm like 114 in white people years. Shoot. I'm getting up there. I'm talking about why people don't want to get this shot. The media continues its ploy to get people to take a vaccine for a disease that is less dangerous than the flu. And stories have begun to leak out about those who are refusing to take this test. And not just anybody, folks. Those on the front line, the healthcare workers, the brave people protecting America from a virus so dangerous you might not even know you have it. And yet another such of these stories, because we have found them, we have researched, my Cracker Jack team of crackheads and crackers have found, this story. Employees at Howard University, I'm talking about y'all, yes, you crackers and crackheads over there. Okay, you're not crackheads. I want to correct the record. My producers are not crackheads. But they are crackers. Yeah. Anyway, employees at Howard University Hospital in D.C. are not keen on taking this WuFlu vaccine. So the CEO of the hospital is a black chick. Her name is Anita Jenkins. Now, that's a sister name right there, Anita Jenkins. Somebody go give me Anita Jenkins. Anyway, she's trying to coax workers to get this vaccination by doing it herself. And I started the previous segment asking the question, do you think she really got it? Anita's making some bank. She got her a good-looking man, couple of little trophy kids, living it up in D.C., making, you know, $600,000 a year, taking vacations, living at large because she's a, you know, leftist. She gets to party, go to the cocktails, not wear that stupid mask. You think she's going to take a cocktail that would make her face go, and, or she could die over this disease? If it ain't from Africa, I'm sorry. I'm not killing myself. If it ain't Ebola, a Hunter, or something like that, no siree. If it comes from China, and this is a bad biological experiment, I'll take my chances. Yeah. Why is Howard University critical as we were researching these stories? I was asking. But here's the reason. It's located in a predominantly black community in D.C. And we all know that black people make the best guinea pigs. Black people, boy, I don't know what it is, but if it weren't for lab rats, we would be, I don't even want to tell you. We'd be in captivity. He said the hospital got 725 doses of the vaccine about a week ago. Then on December 18th, as of December the 18th, 600 of the hospital's 1,900 employees had signed up for shots. And Anita Jenkins, the CEO, said, there is a high level of mistrust and I get it, which is why she took the shot. She supposedly took the shot. Now, here's what they said, because they wanted to sell. They can't just let you have this story and make you think, oh, you know, people are pushing back. They said the vaccination numbers, though low, still exceeded expectations. This is what Jenkins told CNN. An internal hospital survey of about 350 people in early November showed that 70% were not willing to take the vaccine immediately after it became available. But she's like, well, we got better than those results. So see, it's working. Now, again, many people on the front lines of this super deadly not disease at the doctor's hospital at Renaissance in Edinburgh, they decided the very same thing. They said, we don't want to take this shot. The hospital got almost 6,000 doses. They said it quickly became clear that not enough people eligible for the vaccine, like the staff who worked directly with Wu Flu patients, were opting to get it. They said they weren't getting it. Not enough were getting it. Because they're smart. These people are not idiots. I caught it. I was running around thinking, I'm never going to get this stupid disease. I didn't care about the mask or whatever. Even though I was on the plane, I wore it because I had to. But with that stupid mask, I get it. Luckily, I'm a healthy dude. And I know I'm doubly supposed to die because I'm black. You know, there's a lot of reasons for me to be dead now, not to be talking to you. But I made it. And if you ask me right now, based on what I went through, would I get that shot? The answer would still be no. No. Once I took that Z-Pack, Kevin, that Z-Pack's not for a virus. I don't care what you say, white boy. The Z-Pack I took, within 3 hours, kicked the Wu Flu's kung fu faking butt. That's what it did. The Wu Flu broke out with, oh, you want to fight, white boy? Whoa! And the white boy put out some boxing moves. Pop, 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 pop! Knocked the Wu Flu out. First round knockout? Yeah. Z-Pack. Simple as that. There are people, I'm told, we played that clip of Tanzania, 56 million people, less than 1,000 deaths from Wu Flu. Please. The number of people that have gotten it, nothing. Taiwan, 25 million, 26 million people. I think they less than 50 people have died from the Wu Flu. Because they give everybody this asthma medicine, normal stuff, that has no impact on you. Boom, it's gone. The left doesn't want you to know this stuff. So all across the country, folks, mistrust, as they call it. Black pastors aren't sold either. High-ranking Catholics of Zero Hedge rights are not the only members of the clergy sounding the alarm over the Wu Flu. A dozen black pastors interviewed by Reuters said they're not pushing this new vaccine for the virus. They're concerned about, one, rapid development, and two, lack of evidence for or against potential long-term effects. These are guys that remember the Tuskegee experiment. Here's what I love how they do. We're concerned about it being tested on persons of color, said A.R. Bernard. He's the head of a Brooklyn megachurch. He declined a major healthcare organization's invitation to sit on a committee aimed at boosting vaccine acceptance within the black community in New York. See, they need black folks to sell this to you white folks because y'all ask too many questions in the doc. So let me say, doctor, excuse me, where did you get your degree? Excuse me, I hate to ask, but I'm just curious. Guam. Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much. It's nice talking to you. They don't. White folks ask questions. Black people, okay, doc, well, good. It's all good. Mr. Amakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakawakaw year. He was a podiatrist in, you know, Senegal or Guam or some crazy place. And he's going to do your, your breast surgery. Whatever. White folks ask questions. I know a few white people. Y'all go to the doctor. Excuse me, I'd like to know your credentials. How long have you been practicing? And what is your specialty? Who did you practice under? Oh, Bill Elliott. I know Bill. Yeah. My father interned with him. You know what I mean? Y'all are like, ooh, dude, I love watching white folks do what y'all do. I love it. I learn from you. Anyway, black folks don't question nothing, man. They don't want to go to the doctor. How do you want to go to the doctor? How dare you question the doctor when you've been taught you're stupid? How dare you question me? So what, my credentials are from Guam? Where are your credentials from, sir? You know, so we don't question. I do. Yeah, I broke the old black people mold. I handed in the black card, the race card, years ago. Because I questioned, excuse me, are you any good at that? How many of these have you done? Liza, is the mesh going to stick? Will I be suing you? I mean, I was asking my doctor questions. He's Asian. He was happy to answer. He was like, yeah, Kevin, good question. I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.